Ja, hallo, good evening.
Good evening. Veilig in Gaarneke.
Veilig in Gaarneke.
Veilig in Gaarneke.
Okay, so we have here the next Mishnah. The laws of my day I met. Hamachalas HaKadoshim, Vamevazas HaMadis, Vamalb Nechaveh HaBerabim, Vamev HaBrisa Shavah Bina Sholem, Agal HaPanetosh HaKalocha, Af HaPisa Shere Teir Maisen Teir Mein Lechikolam Haba. So you have a whole list of, a whole shopping list of things, bad things. Nechal Kotchim, Vazim Adas, Nechal Nechaveh Rabim. Doesn't seem as if there's any Tzara Shavah. So the Maal says like this, V'chol Eilu Shazachav Lazar Maidoi, him hefecharishn. He says in the first Mishnah we had in the Mishnah before we had all the inyanim that the mashkia a person into the world of chomrius. So you had the shenas tzarayim and you had the yayin shel tzarayim, the shenas shachas, yayin shel tzarayim and sichas yilodim and so on. Karishn shesom kol machshav tachdis olam hazeh gashmi. So those are cases where a person sinks into Olam Hazeh Kinyanim, and that's what he states. Here he says, very interesting Knech, he says, Ve'elu shezocher Abloza hefech zeh. And these that Rav Loza has over here are the opposite. Shechoshev shelo yifne rak achas seichel. It's the other way around. He feels that religion should only be a seicheldik affair. And he's mevaza anything that has any gashmistic part of itself. In other words, religious inyanim that include physical things, he's mevaza. So, he said, Okacha machalas hakotchim. The machalas hakotchim is, b'derechal you learn because the person doesn't give a hoot about kedusha. Here it says fakat, here it says, she'oymeken achilu v'shtir lefanov. L'fikach elahakev elu dvorim elu. The person says, there's no, how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu have an interest in meat and blood and stuff like that? It's not shayach. V'kach al hazem adem, sheyema kema adem him simcha gufnis la'odem b'achila v'shtia. He says, yontev is achila and shtia and so on and so forth. V'oyma sheyena atzoch logis v'zeh, how could there be any elikus? Sheachila v'shtia gufnis bovad. V'chein, mei v'bizah shavrom avinu. If somebody is made for Brisa Shavram Avinu, he says, She'oma, ki g'nai she'a Brisa Mashiach Baruch Bei V'zeh, she'o g'nai v'chepa, she'kol n'yone she'o ro'y v'ach ha'seichu, u'mar chikas ha'dobe she'o guf, v'chein u'mal b'nei chaveren, she'o nechshev es m'klum, v'kumai she'o emir b'nei odim ha'roi v'ach ha'seichu, v'im mevaz v'mesan v'gash she'chol inyan. המגל בפרטר של כהלוכה וזה כאשר ימוצא מיצוס גשמי ספטרה. מגל בפרטר של כהלוכה וכל מיני יספוס החסך ומחק גשמי. So, all of these עניינים are עניינים. Hello? Yeah, John is here. So these are all in Yonim where the person says it's not Shayach that there could be anything Shayach to Likus in Yonim Gashmim, and therefore he is Mevazeret. It's very interesting in the Emunas in the Animaimens. So the first, it's the song like this, the first three animaimins of the Metzius HaBorei and the fact that he's not corporal, that he's not a guf, and the fact that he's echot, that's something that Chochmei Yovan will mask him with Klal Yisrael. In other words, the pagans had all sorts of physical gods and so on and so forth, and Kari Dagger was Mevatlet, and that wasn't his thing, and that and so on. That's one part of it. But the place where there's sort of a turning aside is in the Iker of Katmus, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being before anything else. And the Yevanim, and the Rambam Mordechai talks a lot about it, both Plato and Aristotle held that the world was either before or it's be'etzim eternal, and the Rambam, there are a lot of unclarities in Meirah, where he seems to say that you can uphold the rest of Torah even if somebody holds that, even though he certainly doesn't hold like that. And he comes out very strongly against even Chazal did a mashma ke'ilu that there's a mitzias, that there's mashmos of Chazal that killed there was a chelik of Zman before Bris Olam. He also he goes straight sharp against it. He says it's a dasi chiton, it's bottled dieter, so on and so forth. You know, that's but it's a strange nekuda that it's, you know, it's kind of a philosophical thing. It's a the belief. It's a philosophical. It's sort of an abstract philosophical thing. But how does it jive in with the rest of? I mean, the basic, the more. Let's put it this way: the more solid kfira, the places where there was a real dafkamina lamaisa was in the Indian of where the God the Chlal is mikush in this world. The way the Kuzari says it, you know, he brings out sharply this point over here. The God of Aristotle is a lumdus. It's something you discuss in philosophy books and you think about it and you know, you come to Maskanis. But he doesn't play any part in a life. He doesn't care for you to daven to him, doesn't respond to you if you daven to him, really doesn't care much. There is a standard of perfection set, but he himself doesn't care much if you are, if you do good or bad. And Machmas, a similar tainet to this, Machmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way too chashiv to be shayach to Dvar Daragashmiim, and bimela, he's above it all. The God of Avram, a person, he says, is feels Ashkocha, and he feels he's with him, and you know, v'chein hala v'chein hala. That's what he describes the different dargas and so on. I want to understand it with a little bit of a deeper knage. L'chor, he's right. It is, I mean, the Akashistika world is not of Shivas, and it's certainly not of the genre of Ruchni, and does it make sense that Kashbar has an interest in that world? So it really goes into a deeper understanding of the relationship between two worlds. In the Greek understanding of things, these are two parallel tracks. In other words, the nafkamina of there being something before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not a nafkamina just in a sort of an abstract shaila. Could Zman have a beginning? Does Zman not have a beginning? Can things have a beginning? Can things have a beginning? The shaila is a lot stronger. If there are two parallel tracks in the world, there's a Gashmius Metzius, and that has no beginning, as well as the Ruchnius, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and so on. So then the Kodesh Baruch Hu's imposition of Chukim and Inyanim on Gashmius is something which is not really, doesn't make any sense. Ke'ilu, why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu care about the Gashmistic world? It's not a world of Chashivas. Yeah, excuse me, like, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So
in the understanding of how it is that itaka doesn't make any sense. Why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu concern himself with the Gashmi Tikkun world? It's like my love, like my and so on and so forth. That's the Tmuna of Yavan, and Bemela it's the Taitzah of the understanding that this is that the two parallel tracks would mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to care about the Gashmias, and that doesn't make any sense. But the truth is, our picture is that it's a hishtalshulus, one from the other. In other words, Gashmias had to come from Ruchnias. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmoin, means that the Sheirish of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. So anything that came afterwards is Mishtalful from it. And therefore, it's something which is came from it. So, Baal Karchach, that the Teuchim of the Davar Gashmi is a Sheirish Ruchni. For instance, let's give an example. Let's say I write a book, and the book is about the life of foxes and birds, things like that. So I can read it, maybe, or I can say, you know, I'm not a player. Really, what goes on in the fox's life and in the bird's life, I'm not that terribly interested. I'm not that bored. I still have some crossword puzzles I can do in the sports section until I get to that part of Chachma. And it's not I'm not interested in it. Let's say I write Mishalom. I'm writing a chibur on Hanhogas Adam, and the sharpest way to bring it out is a mussel with a fox and a bird. So since I'm writing a Sefer of Mishalom, Baal Karchach, the mussel be'etzim is a levush for some teichim to it. It's never a story about foxes and birds. It's always a story about people. The players have to be foxes and birds, but it's always a story for it. That's the pshat. Because there's a seder advarim where everything came from the pnim, so it didn't come. It never started with the fox and the bird. It started with people that are jealous of each other, that are afraid of each other, that whatever it is, the nimshul is. That's what it started with, and it took on a lefush of a fox and a bird. That changes how I look at that fox and bird, and I never see in it a fox and a bird. I always see a person within the fox and the bird over there. The musig of the Zohar Kodesh says that if the stories in Torah don't have a teichim to it, there are stories in the world around the seifrim of Umos Olam that wrote better stories, nicer stories. In other words, when we think of seidus in it, we think like this. We think that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote a storybook about the world, but within that, he was matmin all sorts of very, very shena musa de geverta. If that's the case, then there's not going to be much of a... So it's also the pshat of the story itself is kacha kacha. But, you know, within a story, there's nice things we can... Kodesh Baruch Hu put in all sorts of gematrias and Muslims and so on and so forth. The truth is it's the opposite mahalach. Torah, if it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it couldn't have started with the story. It always started with the teichin that it's final levush, it's matzchis teich levush, is the story as we have it. So the understanding of Torah as having
mahalach was mina ruchni al gashmi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it started with a teichin. It then became misave with the ayin beis hay. It became more and more physical so that we could be teifesit until it came to its most physical format where everybody could be teifesit. But the story about smusa is a story of a panim shabai. So the whole gashmistika world is not the whole world of gashmis is not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu added it and it's a side. Hold on a second, I'm sorry. Hello. Not too late, but if you would like to speak to my wife, which I think is a better idea, she just went to the yeshiva now. She's setting up for the mesiba. So Mira there, she has the answer to the question. Okay? Okay, you can look at the yeshiva. There's a way to get in. This says 1836. Sorry, it's not going to be. You'll see. Right by the yeshiva. My wife just went to this minute, and she's setting up. Take care. Bye. Hello? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Somebody has to push it. So the whole understanding of the Gashmistic world is the etzem mitzias of the world is a teichin panimi that is taken on a levush gashmi. So you can't say the pshat, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to have anything to do with the physical world? Is it really worth his time to worry about behemoths being shechted on the mizbeach with chalovim and damim and a person's private life with the bris kodesh and so on and so forth? So on that the answer is that it's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with a teichin ruchni. If there's anything, if having children includes an aver that has its issues, then the pshat is. But that's the chutz of a certain pnim, and there has to be a ability to be Christ person, because that's how the chatchila thing is mishtalsha and happens. So the big machlekes was Yavon gave the bechira to the chutz and said, you know, it's possible within this physical world there are nice things and there are beautiful things and things that can be made into nice things. So if I take a stone, I can chisel it and make a beautiful person out of it. But it didn't start as a person and then became a stone. So it went from the chutz, from the outside to the inside, and therefore it only reaches a certain darga. And it certainly can, you can never say that it becomes pure ruchnis. I can't say that a behema that's chalovim and domim and a zonov could possibly be turned into ruchnis. It doesn't make any sense. Just like Grimm's fairy tales are not an appropriate book to read at a chashuva gathering of intellectuals. But if it started with the teichin, and this is just the most the most chumristic way to express it. So of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there bedafka to bring it back to its perish. So if the reach nechayach of the bria became locked into something as coarse as chalavim and damim, then the process of chel v'dam is to be mafkir, is to go back and to unlock in it. You could also say that in a certain sense the nace of Hanukkah is shalik esidron, because Purim, which was after the Zman, which was sort of borderline Zman Nevuah, there was no overt nace. It was all called a behesta, because the Mahal Rabia changed that way. And in Hanukkah, you have a diversion back to a type of nais. It's much more in the nais than purbikanes. The Gemara calls it that it was like nitli kasef, meaning, you know, this is the Purim was the last nais as nitli kasef, and in nitli kasef, the last one already was behested. There's no mention of Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. And here we come along with a nais that's sort of a turnaround to different kufa. So I think the mahalach was the Futna has a mahalach that Misha Yemel Lashem Yadlik is a different mahalach of a nais. You're not supposed to do it, a normal nais. But if you deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Maisa Bereishis Shabbai, that Yehi Oyer is a tzivui, and that's why there's Oyer. In other words, it's the Yehi Oyer becomes whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to become. It's not the pshat that Shemen has its own teva, and Chaymet has its own teva, and Shemen you can use Fadlok, and Chaymet you can't use Fadlok, but it's the other way around. It's Shemen has in itself the Akash Baruch gave it Tzivi Yor, and then he needed a Hechetimtza for bringing out Ara, and Shemen became that Hechetimtza. So there's be'etzem no real Rebusa. When you dehear it as a nace from the outside, can I take Shemen and it should burn? Yes. Can I take wood and burn? Okay. Can I take water and it burns? No way. But Mashayin came when you start out, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is created oil and fire in the Bria, and he's looking for a candidate who should express it. So it's not really any more difficult to take Shemen and make it into the oil than it is the Chaymetz. Over here, that against Yavan, that the hair had to be, the Shinei Ativim was not, if things have their own teva, if things are not created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means things have their own teva. This is one of the reasons, I think, Aristotle's argument, why everything is nitri is because the things themselves, their teva is not limited. I mean, carbon exists, and carbon has no inherent reason to have started any time or to have stopped at any time. So, mechitesa, we're going to give carbon any gvulis. If you deher the teva from bechutz, so nisim are chutz l'teva. If you deher it from bifnim, then you're deherring it very differently. You're deherring it that it's coming from the inside out, and then it really is irrelevant. So this type of nais was dafka keneged yavan in the shirish shabai, and it had to be. It's the type of nais that it was a type of nais that mitzad mahusa was different than other naisin that there before. In Purim, as a kashbach was loichim keneged amalek keneged haman, and that already was behested. It was no mulchamis coming from outside and so on. But legabe teva, to be mafchin between our istakos and teva and yovan's istakos, we dafke had to have a nais of this type of misha yema leluk l'shemen sheyadlik yema l'shminish luk shemen sheyadlik. Okay, any questions? I just have to run soon. There's a sibin yeshiva in the toy.
It's good.
Any questions?
No, it's good. It's good.
There's another. I just wanted to share something I saw. Very, very beautiful. Revolver writes the difference between Yavan and Yisrael in terms of morality. It's a very beautiful shtick in the second Chelik Vali Shur. He says, Luchura, both the Bria and Taira are Gilui Makadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference of one over the other? What's the shinu between the way Makadosh Baruch Hu Megal himself in Teva, as well as Megal himself in Taira? So he says, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Teva is B'Teiras Machriach. Teva is the biggest Achriach in the world. Everything must follow certain rules, certain In other words, in the realm of the moral, of Torah, is where a person gets his bechirnis and his chayrus. So he says, in Yavan be'etzim, ultimately the heres tzuras adam, as a muchrach. So the mashal, when you study psychology, so you're learning about things that affect a person, and that push a person a certain way, and push him back in a certain way, and there's an emes to it. But in Yavan is the her, this is the ultimate emes. So-and-so has to do this and this because of the following underlying sibis. The introduction of the musik of cheres in the Bria is when the Torah says, do this and don't do that. When the Torah puts it down as a tzivui that allows for both sides of it. It's a very, very, it's a very shiny shtickle. I really liked it. Okay.
Sure.
The best Hashem.